Hey everyone, ever feel like you're just drowning in data these days? I mean, we've got apps for everything, right? But actually finding the info you need, it's like, I don't know, herding cats. Digital cats, I guess. But that's where this company, OpenLink Software, that's where they come in, right? They're using AI in a way that could totally change how we like interact with data.
It's true, and
And the best part is
you don't have to be a tech whiz to get it.
exactly. So no need to, run away just yet.
This isn't just another AI hype cycle, though, you know?
Right.
We're really diving into some, we're looking at three key pages, actually, from OpenLink site. And they show how they're tackling this big problem, data silos. You know how all your info gets stuck in different apps and they can't talk to each other. So OpenLink, they call their solution, get this, hyper data connectivity.
Catchy.
I know, right? But it's a fancy way of saying they want to tear down those walls between all that data.
Okay, I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued. But how do they actually do that? Are we talking like building a massive data warehouse or just storing everything in one place?
Not quite, not quite. OpenLink is taking a different approach. It's more like, imagine building a whole toolbox instead of just getting a bigger hammer.
Okay.
So their flagship product, it's called Virtuoso, and it's like a super librarian for all your data.
I like it.
Yeah. It can organize and manage every kind of data you can think of, databases, documents, even those knowledge bases that companies have, you know, that are kind of all over the place. It can handle it.
So no more data chaos. Virtuoso's got that handled.
Exactly. Imagine instead of searching through a million different folders and files, you just ask Virtuoso, "Hey, where's that sales report from last quarter?"
Right.
Boom, it finds it instantly.
Oh, that's the dream. That's the dream for anyone who's ever like wasted an afternoon looking for the right spreadsheet.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, but where does the AI part come in? Because you mentioned something earlier about like talking to your data in plain English.
Right. This is where it gets really cool. OpenLink has this thing called Opal. It's their AI layer. And what it does is it lets you use these AI agents to basically chat with your data.
Wait, hold up. Chat with my data. Like, what would I even say? Give me an example.
Okay, so think about those times you're shopping online. You find something you like, but you're not sure if it's a good price, right?
Always.
With Opal, you could literally be on the retailer's website and just ask, "Hey, Opal, find me the cheapest price for this." And it acts like your own personal shopping assistant, digging through all the data to get you what you need.
That's insane. No more opening a million tabs comparing prices. Okay, now I see why they call it hyper data connectivity. It's like having like all the information of the world at your fingertips.
Exactly. And it's not just about shopping either. Think about like a new employee who's just trying to learn the ropes at a company. They could use Opal to get instant answers to their questions like, "Hey, what's the process for submitting an expense report?" No more digging through outdated manuals or bothering colleagues with basic questions.
That's huge. It's like having a 247 expert on call. But let's be real for a second. Data can be messy. What about those situations where the same thing has like different names in different systems? Like I might have John Smith saved in my phone, but then he's J. Smith in my email contacts. Can OpenLink handle that kind of thing?
Absolutely. That's what they call core reference resolution. Basically, OpenLink can recognize that those two entries, even though they look different, actually refer to the same person.
Oh, what?
It's like having like a superpowered detective for your data, connecting those hidden dots.
Okay, so no more duplicate entries driving me crazy. But what about just like organizing all of this data? I mean, it's one thing to find what I need, but what about understanding how it all fits together?
That's where subsumption comes in.
Subsumption.
Yeah, it's basically about understanding how different categories and subcategories of data relate to each other, even across different systems. Think about it like this. So it's like those Russian nesting dolls.
Okay, yeah.
One category fits inside another and another and so on.
Right.
But OpenLink can map out all those relationships, even if your data is scattered across different apps.
So OpenLink can basically organize my entire digital life. I mean,
Exactly. It's about bringing order to the chaos. So you can see like the bigger picture instead of just a bunch of random data points.
that's huge, especially as companies are gathering more and more data these days. It's easy to get lost in the weeds. But you mentioned earlier that OpenLink is all about open standards. Why is that so important? It seems kind of technical, for us non-developers.
It is technical, but the payoff is huge.
Okay.
Open standards are like, it's like the universal language of data.
Okay.
They make sure that different software systems, they can all talk to each other, no matter who built them or what language they use. Think about like charging cables for your phone, right?
Oh, yeah.
Remember back in the day when every brand had its own weird connector?
The worst. I had a drawer full of them, and it was never the right one.
Exactly. Open standards are like saying, hey, everyone's going to use this type of connector.
Makes sense.
Makes life easier for everybody.
Okay, I'm getting the picture. So OpenLink is using these standards to kind of like build bridges between all of our data silos.
You got it. And this is where those ODBC and JDBC connectors come in.
Right. You mentioned those earlier.
They're like the translators that allow OPAL to connect to all these different data sources.
Okay.
Making it even more versatile. Imagine like being able to ask a question.
Yeah.
And having OPAL pull information from your email, your calendar, your project management software, like all at once.
Wow. Okay. No more switching between a million different apps, trying to piece it all together manually.
Right.
But this is all sounding pretty high level still. Mm-hmm. I mean, what does it actually look like in the real world? Give me some like concrete examples.
Okay. Let's say you're a marketing manager.
Right.
You could ask OPAL, show me customer demographics and purchasing trends for product X.
Right.
And it could pull that information from your CRM, sales databases, even social media analytics.
Right.
And just present it to you in a clear, concise way.
So instead of me spending hours, days even, compiling reports, I could get those insights instantly.
Exactly.
That's a game changer.
It's about streamlining workflows and giving you more time to focus on like strategy and creativity, that sort of thing.
Okay, so that's super practical, you know, for business. But what about for us regular folks? How could I use OpenLink in my like everyday life?
Think about personal finance.
Okay.
Imagine connecting your bank accounts, your credit card accounts, your investment account, and then asking OPAL to like analyze your spending habits or suggest ways to optimize your investments.
So it's like having a personal financial advisor on call 24/7.
Exactly.
No more expensive fees or trying to decipher those complicated financial statements. That's amazing.
Exactly. It puts the power of data analysis in the hands of everyone, not just the experts.
I'm starting to see how OpenLink's vision could really change things in a big way.
Yeah.
But one thing I'm still a little fuzzy on is they keep mentioning this zero copy approach.
Right.
Is that about like reducing paper waste?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm all for that.
Uh-huh. Not quite. It's actually about efficiency.
Okay.
See, a lot of data platforms, what they do is they copy all of your information into one central location.
Right.
And that can take a lot of time and storage space.
Yeah. And what if something changes in one of my original sources? Then they got to copy it all over again.
Exactly.
That sounds like a headache.
It is. OpenLink's zero copy approach avoids all that.
Okay.
They just leave your data where it is and create like a smart layer on top.
Yeah.
That allows different systems to communicate and share information without actually moving the data around.
So instead of building a giant data warehouse, they're creating like a network that connects everything, like a data internet.
That's a great way to put it.
Okay.
It's more efficient, it's more flexible, and it's adaptable as new technologies come along.
Okay. So instead of moving all the furniture around, they're just giving us a better way to navigate the house. I like it. It makes a lot more sense. But this has been a lot to take in, I gotta say. For those of us who aren't like, you know, data scientists, why should we care about any of this? How does OpenLink actually like, you know, impact our lives?
That's the key question, right?
Yeah.
At its core, OpenLink is about empowering people, you know, with information.
Okay.
Imagine a world where you could just get the answers you need when you need them without having to like jump through all these hoops.
Right, right.
No more digging through endless spreadsheets. No more getting lost in a maze of different applications.
So it's about making information, you know, accessible and usable for like the average person.
Exactly. It's about putting data to work for us. I mean, whether we're running a business, managing our own finances, or just trying to make better decisions in our everyday life.
You know, it's funny. We started this whole deep dive talking about data silos, but this whole hyper data connectivity thing, it's almost like the opposite of a silo, right?
Yeah.
It's more like, I don't know, a network or like an ecosystem where information can flow freely.
I like the analogy.
Yeah.
And just like a healthy ecosystem is more resilient and adaptable, so too is a connected data landscape. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It lets us see patterns, make connections, and innovate in ways that wouldn't be possible with just these isolated pockets of information.
It's like we're breaking down the walls between like different departments, different industries, even different countries. And suddenly we can see the bigger picture and collaborate in all these new and exciting ways.
Exactly. It's about unlocking the true potential of data, not just for like you know, a select few, but for everyone.
Wow. Okay. They're thinking big.
Yeah.
They're not just building software. They're trying to change how we think about data, like data itself.
They are. And they're doing it in a way that's both incredibly powerful, but also still accessible, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't need to be a tech genius to understand the benefits of this whole hyper data connectivity idea. It's about making information work for you, not against you.
That's a powerful message. So to wrap things up, if our listeners take away one thing from this deep dive, what should it be?
That's a good question. I'd say ask yourself, what could I do if all of my data just worked together seamlessly?
Right.
The possibilities are truly limitless.
It's time to break down those data silos and just see what we can build together. This has been such an eye-opening look at the future of data. I can't wait to see what OpenLink does next. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.